Hello.
Hi, my name is Tamika, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Who are you?
My name is Tamika. I'm returning your phone call. Apparently, you must have called customer support and you left your number to be dialed back, and that's what I'm doing, dialing back.
Okay. Can you hold on while I go get my piece of paper?
Okay.
Just take me a second.
That'll be fine. Take your time.
Okay. I just thought giving up.
Don't give up, because I'm trying not
All
to.
right. Well, what I have, what company do you are you with?
We're a third party company, sir, ma'am. I mean, ma'am, we're a third party call center and we handle various accounts. So
Okay.
we just have a screen that we just put, ask for certain information and it pulls up different people account
Okay.
and we
Well,
have to review it.
I've got about five, four or five charges on my credit card, and I just can't believe I don't know what they're for.
Can I get the
So,
zip code, please?
yeah, 85713.
And can I get your first and last name?
Yeah, it's Gloria Tornbaum. And every one of the charges has Gadget in it. And I don't,
Okay.
and they're all about between $60 and $65. So this has got me going crazy trying to figure out what these charges are for.
Yes, ma'am. I might have to pull
If
you up
you
by your first and last name because I'm not pulling you up by your zip code. So can you, Gloria, you said Gloria?
Gloria Tornbaum.
Gloria.
Yeah. And the
Okay.
last name is Tornbaum, and that's Tornbom.
Okay, let me repeat
It's
that back to you. Tornbom.
That's correct. Yeah, and if you can
Okay.
help me, I would really appreciate it.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
I will do my best.
They have phone numbers, and each one of them had this. I must have gotten your answering service because they all said the same thing. We only have 2 minutes to wait,
Oh, okay.
just they like, and I never. That was about 3 hours ago, so that was a long 2 minutes. But it was the same voice on all of these gadget charges. So,
Oh, okay. Well, I found your name. Let's see. Make sure all of these are saying the same thing as your email. Okay, so I found your name. And let's see.
would it help if I gave you the name of all these charges?
Well, you can do that in 1 second, but verify your address for me.
Yeah, 5964 West Rafter Circle Street, Tucson, Arizona, 85713.
Okay. Just bear with me 1 second. It's loading. Okay, let's see. Okay, let's see where it started from when you order a Platinum Ultra smartwatch that was shipped out on September the 13th. Okay.
Okay.
Then. And then it gave you a welcoming gift, zero charge.
What was that again? I didn't.
Oh, the welcoming gift. It was for a HeroBot PC, but that's like an app, something you do on your phone. So you had to go on your phone for that. For that type of information, well, for further information about that.
But what was the item?
It called HeroBot Hero One.
Hero?
HeroBoud.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Exclamation point, two of them.
Two. Boy, that doesn't make sense at all. Did you have more, too? I think I have.
Yes, we have more. We have more. Let's see.
Okay.
I'm going down the list to see what I can help you with and see what was your concern. Bear with me 1 second. Let me take a look at this real quick.
Okay. Oh, and that HeroBud. Do you have a phone number for them? Hello?
I wish I did, but I don't.
Okay. Because I did.
Maybe I do. You know, let me see. Hold on. Let me go here. Because we do have a certain list of certain items where we can give their support email address and some of them their ID address. So
why that's a strange name. I can't at all figure out what that means.
Okay. Okay. No, ma'am, we don't. It's just that what it is, a welcoming gift, and they didn't charge you for that. But for the Hero Buy, it was just like a welcoming gift. They gave you that as a free of charge. And then I think, now I see, as I go scrolling up, they seem like they did charge you for the Hero Buy. It's like an app. What it is, it's an app, ma'am.
It's an app.
That you go on. It's an app. Where you go in there, they teach you certain exercises or something. I never been on that, but.
Okay, well, dear. Okay, did you have some others that
let's see.
So I've got two of them. One with a watch and then this Hero Bud, whatever it is. Do you take messages and have these companies call back or not?
No, ma'am. Unless the number you call, it gives you options of calling back, leaving your number, or it should be able to give you a number to where you can call. It should give you an option to where you can leave a voice message.
Yeah, it seems like it. Why have an answering machine service if you don't have numbers to call on customers?
They must be, because we've been pretty busy today. We had a lot of calls that we had to make.
Yeah, well, it was Monday.
And then we short of help. So, and that's what takes it so long.
Okay. So, after this Hero Bud, what else do you have?
We have, okay, the smartwatch, and then a tactical fanny that they shipped out to you on November the 28th. Did you receive
fanny pack?
It's like a tactical bag.
Yes, I did receive that.
Okay, great. Okay, what I'm finna do is, let's see, we're gonna go start from the beginning. Because the only way some of these charges are gonna stop is when you cancel your account. When you don't cancel your account, it charges start that in the terms and conditions, it continues to charge your account.
Yeah, I thought, but I don't know what company I'm being charged for.
It's one of the Gadget Club.
That was what?
It's called Factory Direct Savings Store, an online web store. It's like the Best Consumer Gadget Club online web store. That's what it is.
I know. Every one of these charges had Gadget in the name. So, I really need to find out who these people are so I can call and cancel.
Okay, I can cancel these for you. If you would like.
Oh.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Okay.
So you won't receive no further charges.
Okay.
Even though you even though you got a smartwatch and a tactical bag, those are welcoming gifts to you for you receiving, for joining their club. But when you, but I was just telling you, when you had started it, what it was, when you started it, you didn't cancel within 5 to 7 business days. It have a time limit. And when you don't cancel, it automatically enrolled you into the Federal Direct Savings Store.
So the $60-some charge is some club that I made a mistake and didn't cancel?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so.
But I can go ahead and cancel this for you if you would like.
I would really appreciate that, yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to start canceling this now. Bear with me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, why do you have to do the membership? I need some glasses. Dealing with these computers, yeah. Honey, they're starting to mess with my eyes. Now, I used to be have good eyesight, but now, dealing with these, it ain't working. I mean... But since I've been dealing with the computer so long, it's not working.
Well, computer and I don't get along too well.
So I guess I don't feel alone.
Yeah. And sometimes my telephone gives me fits too.
Oh. So bear me 1 second. I got a few that I'm gonna have to cancel for you, and then we can see about whatever else you need to be having done.
Okay. I just appreciate you taking your time to do this.
No problem. That's what I'm here. That's what I'm here for. Okay, got that counseled. Hey, Bo, how you doing? Okay, I'm almost finished.
Okay.
Almost finished. It looked to me they would have a quicker way of doing this, but apparently not. I hate doing this way.
I appreciate taking your time.
No problem. Okay, bear me 1 second. I'm almost finished.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. It was a lot of a baby.
Yeah, I imagine so. Well, I'm talking to my dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm about finished.
Okay.
Got a few more.
Oh, it's cold out there.
Yes, honey. I get that one council. Okay. I'm so sorry that it's taken quite some time. Because you had a lot of it. Was a product any good to you?
Pardon?
Was a product any good to you? The product. You know what I mean? Was a product any good to you? You didn't like the product?
No, I'm just I had several, about five of those charges on my credit card, and they all had Gadget written in it somehow on the name. Does that sound familiar at all to you?
A little bit, just a little bit. Maybe I dealt with one person with the account before. Okay, maybe. But that's about it. I haven't had it anymore. And my people calling about. Their children have done something they didn't, or they did it by accident. It's different things. So, you know, you'd be surprised, honey. And one more time, I'm gonna need you to do is verify your address again. Hello?
Yeah.
Verify your address. One more time for me. One more time for me.
Okay. 5964 West Rafter Circle Street, Tucson, Arizona, 85713.
Okay. Okay, let's see. See, my computer kind of move kind of slow. In the evening time, when it's time to get ready to go, it's like in the morning time, it speed up a little bit. And then when it get to that point where I be like, oh my God, I be on a screen. Then, no, don't do this to me. I'm almost finished. I think I got one more to go. Because you had a lot of them ever since September. Yes, ma'am. Okay, let's see. I got that taken care of. Just double checking my work. Okay. Double checking my work and then I know because I hate to be on the phone this long. We don't supposed to be on the phone this long, but I'd like to make sure that I got everything done right for you, for my customer. And
I appreciate that.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so you had a lot, so we had to go through all of that.
More than I thought, huh?
Okay, now that I got everything taken care of for you.
Oh, that's great.
Was there anything else that I can help you with?
No, you just helped me out a great deal, and I really appreciate it. And hope you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy year to come.
Uh-huh, so too. Even though that devil been busy.
Where are you located?
I'm originally from?
No, for this job.
Oh, for the job?
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.
Where are you from?
Alabama.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that is all you can do to help.
That's all I can say is Alabama, baby.
Okay. So.
Because, honey, believe it or not, Alabama it could be better.
Well, hope it all improves for you.
It seems like it's not. It seemed like not, because every day I turn on the news. If they turn on the news, it's always something sad. It's never nothing.
Well, nice. Don't believe everything. Don't believe everything you hear on the news, because they it's not all true.
Okay. And is it channel 12 or channel 8? Because some, I found out that channel 12 is kind of a little bit, it's a little bit more accurate than channel 8. And then, that's my opinion, so a lot of people think.
Remember, they're trying to sell programs and all sorts of things, so they don't always print the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I will let you go.
Okay.
And thank you again so much for the, for all your work.
Thank
and,
you. And don't be alarmed. Is it a lot more added on? Well, a few more added on there. You got a lot more cancellation than you think. But just remember, everything been canceled out. You shouldn't have no more further charges to your account. And
that's good.
You should, everything should be good to go for you. Unless
okay,
you have
well,
any more questions and concerns, please feel free to give us a reach back out to us and give us a call back. But you shouldn't
will.
Have no, you shouldn't have no further charges out on your account and no more further.
Next time I'll read the fine print.
Yeah. Your terms and conditions is always important. A lot of people take it, don't take it too seriously. And some, you know, some you can't take too seriously. But if you really think about it, if you go get your house or a car or anything, something that's major and important, I guarantee you read every detail of that paperwork to make sure you know, before you purchase anything. So they just go, because if it looks too good to be true, it's, you know what I'm saying, unless it's God blessing you.
Yeah.
Unless you know that's God giving it to you, then that means okay. But if it looked too good to be true, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, I read the terms and conditions, I read more on it. And other than that, no.
Yeah, I usually delete all those that I suddenly won a prize. And I just go delete, because they're not giving me away prizes for nothing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, well, I'll let you go. And thanks again for your help.
Thank you. Okay. And I'm sorry that this happened to you. You just have to just know that I account for everything and you're good to go. And I did the best that I can to help you. You have a great day, okay? And happy holidays to you.
Same to you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.